Okay, the Shulchan Aruch continues in Siman Resh Pei Vav. We just want to leave off. We were discussing the rooms that have a ganai or there's dirty things in the room. So let's just discuss the covering of the mezuzah and things like that. The Smak writes in Siman Kuflin Dalad that if there is dirt, so we're going to discuss three stages of problems in a room. The first is tsoa. Dirt. There's things that are physically disgusting. So the Smak says that if there's dirt in the room, so the mezuzah should be covered. If it's a makam tahar, if there's no problem in the room, so the mezuzah, meaning the klaf, should be exposed and seen. This is what the Smak says. You should be able to see not the klaf being opened. That's a different thing we have to discuss. But you should be able to see the actual mezuzah in some form. This is what the Kolba writes in Siman Sadi, in the Aruch HaSchaim, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Sifhei, says that B'makam Tahar, you should be able to see the mezuzah itself. Now the Agra Ba'alacha writes in Perek Tes, that based on this, it is best to choose a clear mezuzah for your house. That is the best mezuzah. Fancy mezuzahs made out of metal and wood and Jerusalem stone, those are not as good as they could be. The best mezuzahs are ones that are clear. You can actually see the klaf itself inside. You can see the shakai written on the mezuzah for the sake of the shmira of the house. If your mezuzah, he says, is not in a clear case, you should go and switch it. That's how strongly he holds of this idea, to go and switch all of your expensive mezuzahs and go get clear cases. That is not the minhag, but he just wants to make a point as to how important it is to be able to see the mezuzah when possible. And then he says that this is only the case in a place where it's not dirty. So if you have a room where there might be things that are unclean in the room at some time, so then choose an opaque case that you can't see through it. But in places where there's not going to be an issue of dirt, it is best to choose mezuzah covers that are clear so you can see the mezuzah itself. The Taz writes in Sifkas and Hay that if glass covers the mezuzah, it's fine. Because, again, when it comes to tsoa, when it comes to dirt, the issue is not seeing. When it comes to things that are dirty, the issue is to have a separation. And this is the halacha is, tsoa ba'ashashis, if there is tsoa, if there's dirt behind glass, it's mutter to say kriyashma. Because it's an issue of smell and disgusting, not an issue of seeing. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says in two places here, and again in Aruch HaChaim and Siman Reish Mem. And the Birkei Yosef disagrees. He says, l'chadchila, we shouldn't use glass. And this is what the Mezuzos Beisacha writes, v'chaim Knievsky and the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch. So it would turn out, just if you know, have a room where for sure you know that there would not be anything that would be dirty and disgusting in the room, you should have glass-covered mezuzahs. And if there's a possibility that it might not be so clean in the room, so then one would have non-clear mezuzahs. Yeah.
Are we talking about where the mezuzah is actually inside the room or the entrance to the room?
We will get to that. Okay. So, the next, yeah.
What do you mean by dirt exactly?
Fecal matter, dirty laundry, things like that. Okay, the next is erva. That is pretty straightforward. If someone is naked, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Nun, and the Aruch HaShulchan as well say that glass does not help for erva, and therefore if it would be a place where someone would be standing unclothed before the mezuzah, you should make sure not to have a glass mezuzah in that case, or to cover the mezuzah. That is stage number two. Stage number three, which is a little bit more complicated, is a room in which husband and wife live together and engage in tashmish hamita in relations. So the Magen Avraham writes in two places, in Siman Mem and Aruch HaChaim, and again in Siman Resh Mem, that the mezuzah is situated on the inside of the door during tashmish, then there must be two coverings over the mezuzah. Just to say clearly nowadays, as we've said in the past, our doors generally close with the mezuzah on the outside. So much of what we're going to say is not totally relevant. And if a case where husband and wife were living together, the answer is to close the door and it would not be a factor. But in a case where the mezuzah is inside, this is what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes. So this is what the Pischei Tshuva writes, that you need two coverings as well, and Eliyahu Rabin, the Chachma Sadam, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Kimat all of the poskim. The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parshas Kisava, which is where the Ben Ish Chai discusses the halachas of mezuzah, that the second covering cannot be miyuchad for the mezuzah, or else it doesn't count. Meaning, If there's a covering that's always there specifically for the mezuzah, it's a zero, because it's considered batel and nullified to the mezuzah itself. And therefore, if one would have tashrish in the room where a mezuzah would be hanging on the wall, the Ben Ish Chai would say you'd have to cover that in addition with something else, and it would be a cloth if it's above 10 tefachim. All these things would be sufficient according to the Ben Ish Chai. The idea that one of the coverings cannot be miyuchad from the mezuzah is cited as well by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Mem. Now, what about the plastic around the mezuzah and the mezuzah case? So how do we view those things in this regard? So the Chacham HaSadim writes in Kuf Chav Ches that two coverings that are miyuchad for the item is fine. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is what the Kanabosim says in the Chovas Hador and the Agra B'Halacha, that they think that's fine. The Chovas Hador says in Perek Aleph, that if the second covering is not to cover the mezuzah, but for the purpose of sticking it to the wall, then that's still a good covering. Because you would say, it's not really a covering, it's you have a mezuzah. When a person thinks of mezuzah, what do they think of? A cloth wrapped in plastic inside a case. That's a mezuzah. And therefore you might think that that's not sufficient. But says the Chovas Hador, really, we're all wrong. We think we put the mezuzah inside the mezuzah case because we want there to be a covering on it. No. The reason you put the case on the mezuzah is that you can hang the mezuzah on the wall. How else are you going to get it to stick on the wall? So you put it inside a case, you can nail it or do something else with it to the wall. And therefore, that's considered a separate covering in such a case. The Kana Bosem argues in Chelek Beis Siman Sadi Zion that it is there to cover it. And therefore, if the kavana for the kisui is not for a separation, but rather to be part of the mezuzah itself, you would need a third covering in such a case. And that's what the Agra B'Halacha says, meaning, lemaisa, according to the Agra B'Halacha, you would need to put on another covering over the mezuzah in the case of tashmish. Chazanish argues on all of this. He thinks that there's always a need for additional covering, all the time. And this is how the machlokas comes out. So, again, lechatchil in the case where there is tashmish and the door would be open, there should be an additional covering on top of the mezuzah to cover all the shitos in the poskim. Can you establish a room as a davar shel gnai? Let's say there was a room in which there would be a lot of dirty things going on in the room when it already had a chiyuv mezuzah. Can you come in and do something inappropriate in the room, kavua, in a set manner, when that room is already clean and fine beforehand? So the Yad Ketana writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, V'chol zemari dafka kishri yizdamin lepa'amim b'mikra eizadavar. Our entire discussion regarding covering mezuzah is, once in a while something happens in which it's inappropriate to have the mezuzah in such a place. V'humukrach leyos neged a mezuzah. And I have to be there. D'hainu shiev shar binyan acher. I have no choice to be in the room. As dino lechasos kanal umutar aval chalila vechalila lasos bekvias shum davar bizayon neged a mezuzah l'smel chakisoy. A person should never take a perfectly fine bedroom and turn it into a room in which you're going to have a problem to do disgusting things in that room on a set basis. So says the Yad Ketana, and this is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes here, and the Pesachei Tshuva cites this as well, and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it doesn't mean that there's no chiyuv mezuzah in a room where there are dirty things. Rather, it's usur to make a bizayon out of such a room on a regular basis, meaning simply find another room or change things around. But you have to be careful about what you do in the room on a regular basis. And then they talk about, mezuzah Beisacha talks about having the garbage can that contains dirty diapers near the mezuzah. He feels you should move it 4 amos away, just to be conscious of how we treat such a room where there might be tinuf and soa and things like that in the room. Okay, yeah.
Let's say I have a bedroom in my house. Now I have a baby. Why can't I change that room into a baby changing room?
You just want to take off the mezuzah?
Yeah.
Fine. But if you want to, it has to be, in case of the baby changing room, you're putting yourself in a suffix, because is it really kavua that it's always going to be like that? So that's part of the issue. Meaning in a bathroom, we know what goes on in a bathroom. It's always going to be like that. By a baby changing room, only speaking from experience, You don't always change your kid's diaper in his room. You find yourself in all different exciting places in the house where you never would have thought you would have changed a diaper before. So in such a case, that's just how it works out naturally. Yeah.
What about childbirth, if a woman's lucky enough to be able to regularly give birth at home?
At home.
So
it's a one-time event. It's not kavua. I don't mean one-time event only once in her life. Meaning it's something that happens even if she has. It happens. Doesn't happen that often. It would be unlike the delivery room where the Agar Balacha said that you should not have a mezuzah at all when the mezuzah is on the inside. Or at all, meaning at all, regardless where it is. So in that case, I would simply cover the mezuzah in such a case or close the door. Okay. Let's discuss the achsadra. The idea of an achsadra that the Shulchan Aruch talks about and the Gemara spends at length discussing is really one yesod. I don't want to get caught up about different huts and buildings and different things that you might have seen in pictures. The yesod of the achsadra is that the mezuzah, the shape of the poles, the doorpost, and the lintel going across the top is there to hold something up. So that's what we want to focus on, where we have a structure, we have a doorpost that is not for the sake of the doorpost, but rather to hold up a roof. So the Gemara Menachos Lamed Gimel says, that's the Rambam, Saisinachos Mezuzah Perek Vav, then an Achsadra, which is a structure with three walls, and a roof doesn't require a mezuzah, even if it has two pillars on the fourth side coming out, even so it would be putter, because they're intended to support the roof and not to act as an entranceway. The Shulchan Aruch says that if the Achsadra has a wall on the fourth side as you approach this three-sided hut, so then it would be chayv mezuzah, because that fourth wall indicates that it is something more. So again, in the case where you have some sort of outside summer place where you sit, where it's nice outside, and you have like a hut with walls, so since in that case, if you build in such a way that there is a Pesach on the fourth side, and there's walls all around it, even if there's windows, as long as they're 10 tefachim high, there would be a chayv mezuzah on such a structure, because you're using it in a manner of living, and it's not simply that there you want the roof, but you also want the structure around it on the other sides. The Yad Ketana writes in Beis Yadalad, and again in Gimel Vav, that the Achsadra is an entrance to a Beis Dira, then there is a Chiyav Mezuzah, meaning you have a house, and then as you walk at the entrance of the house, there are two walls coming out on the sides, and there's a roof overhead, a hanging that would that would act as a small entranceway to the house. So in that case, there is a chiyuv mezuzah, because it's not the roof anymore. Rather, it's now being mishamish and being used as an entrance towards the house. And this is what is cited by the poskim, the Chovas Hador, and the Machzal Eliyahu. And the Agar Bahalacha argues and says there's no chiyuv mezuzah, even at Achsadra. But I would say in such a case, probably the minhag is to put up a mezuzah in such a structure like that. But again, it's a rare structure, so it doesn't come up that often. Now, we have here, the Chazanish has a bit of lamdus, which he discusses, is the pillars are being used to hold up the roof. Is that a simon or a siba, right? Is it the fact that there are pillars, is that indicating that this is a sign that this is something more than just a roof? Or the fact that there are pillars there, this is the reason to mechayiv you in the mezuzah? And the Chazanish says that it seems to be a simon, but the lamdus is not so lamaisa. Now, let's discuss some cases of where you have doorposts that they are not there for the sake of the doorpost itself. The Tzuras HaPesach is only being made for decoration. You have a very fancy, decorative Tzuras HaPesach, so there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah. So says Rav Moshe in the Ola Yishurin, and the Shevet Alevi in Hei Kuf Samech, and the Agur Bahalacha. And therefore, if you have a type of entrance, really it doesn't need the entranceway, but you kind of hang up like a very pretty thing that has two doorposts on the side and a top, just for the sake of beautification, but not because you really need a doorpost there. It's like perhaps something that would not be permanent. Well, if it wouldn't be permanent, then we need a mezuzah anyway. But something more to be noy, to be beautiful, that would not get a mezuzah, according to the poskim. Then, let's say you have freestanding columns that divide a room. You've been in a hotel where they might have giant marble columns, not necessarily doing anything, but there are columns throughout the hotel to, let's say, divide a certain part of the room and to say that this is one part and this is another part that are scattered throughout the place. So if you have marble columns like that. So the Chovas Hador and the Pischei Mezuzah says they're Chayiv B'Mezuzah. And the Agrabah Halacha argues and says that they're not made to close anything off. They're simply there structurally. I have columns to different places. They're structurally or to perhaps differentiate between different parts of the structure, but not meant to close it off. So the Agrabah Halacha says that in such a case, they would be putter in the mezuzah. Let's say you knock down. Oh, yeah.
They have a mashkof.
I mean, if there it has to be a mashkof, there's no mashkof, then there's nothing to discuss. They have to have a mashkof. Let's say it's an archway, which is chayv mezuzah, something like that. Next, let's say you have a wall dividing a room, and you knock down the wall, so the two rooms now come together. If you leave a doorpost there because structurally it needs to have posts and a lintel, or you leave it there for cosmetic reasons, but really the two rooms run together pretty clearly, so in such a case as well, there would be no chiyuv mezuzah. And Rav Eliyahu Falk, who's the Posek in Gateshead, writes in the Mechas Eliyahu and Siman Kuftes, who says that if the two rooms have totally different purposes, so then maybe there's a chiyuv mezuzah. But if the two rooms run together, and again, you have this doorpost running across, for example, maybe in a wedding hall where they might have posts going across up and down the sides every few feet, something like that. So the Mechas Eliyahu says, in addition, in Europe, all the batei midrashos in Europe were built in a way that there was simply a series of high doorposts going from one end of the basement to the other, because that's how it was built structurally to hold up these large rooms. You just have these very high doorposts going all across the room every few feet. So he says there was no mezuzahs on that. It was one giant room that happened to have doorposts because that's how the room was built structurally, but not necessarily because they were dividing different parts of the room. There would be no chiyuv mezuzah in such a case. If you knock down a wall and you left a lot of extra space, more than it was just structurally needed, so there, perhaps there would be a machlokes haposkim, and you would need a mezuzah, perhaps a mezuzah without a bracha. Yeah?
So you have those walls that fold.
So we would not consider... Well, so what would happen in such case?
Sometimes.
Does it leave its source at Pesach when it's open?
Sometimes.
So, in such a case, perhaps there may be a mezuzah without a bracha, which is always a good go-to answer. Okay. A tzuras ha-Pesach, let's discuss the tzuras ha-Pesach that allows carrying on Shabbos. There's a fantastic chumrah of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in Yeridan Kuf Ayin Beis, and again in Erev in Kuf Yud Aleph, that if you have an Erev as a tzuras ha-Pesach to allow to carry on Shabbos, so that technically should be chayiv b'mezuzah, because you have a tzuras ha-Pesach. You have two mezuzahs and something going across the top. But he says, we don't put a mezuzah on because it's not going to be shamar on the mezuzah properly. You have to send the yeshiva gadol around the five towns every week to check the mezuzahs and to make sure, to check the Erev and to make sure all the mezuzahs are, you know, kept properly. So we're not going to be able to keep them properly. It could be that there might be a shutfus as well with the guy on the Erev, which is in many cases, and therefore there's not going to be a chiyuv mezuzah. And the Minchas Yitzchak writes in Chelek Zayin Yud Beis, and again in Yud Sari Dalet, that if the Tzuras HaPesach is in a totally religious area, and the Jews have total control, and it's owned by Jews, then the Tzuras HaPesach in that community should have a mezuzah on every single doorpost containing within the Erev. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, and this is what the Mechas Eliyahu writes in Kuf Ches, and the Chovas Hador as well in Perek Zayin. Yeah.
It's like Shara Ear?
I guess it would be like Shara Ear.
What if it's not Shara Ear?
Like
you have another
Shara Ear? It's not a Chiyuv in Shara Ear. It's a Chiyuv that I have at Tzuras HaPesach.
It has to leave in something.
These are the kashas. I don't know how the Chazon Ish defends that point, but these are five kashas on the sheet of the Chazon Ish. The first is the Nesivis. The Nesivis writes at the end of the Mekor Chaim. The Baal Nesivis and Chosh Mishra wrote a sefer on Orach Chaim called the Mekor Chaim. So at the end, he has a sefer called the Kuntres Tikkun Erevin. So he writes there that a mezuzah requires a Pesach Mamish, not just a Tzuras HaPesach. You need a Pesach Mamish, a Pesach that leads into something, not the image of a Pesach, and therefore there would be no mezuzah. The Das Kedoshim says that if the doorway can't hold a real door, then it's not considered a Pesach for a mezuzah. You cannot take a door and hang it up technically on a regular source of Pesach. It would not be able to hold even a light door. That's a machlokas again by Erevin, but in most cases well over here. Therefore, it would not need a mezuzah. Rav Yashiv writes in the Haros of Masachas Yuma that an Erev is only on all sides. And this makes it a source of Pesach, but not a Pesach. Meaning an Erev is something that opens around everywhere. You can walk through the Erev at all times, walking in and out, and it's totally open. But it has to be walking into something in order to be the Chayiv of Mezuzah. By the Erev, you're not walking into anything. It's just open everywhere. And therefore, no Chayiv Mezuzah. The Shari Mezuzah, which is written by Rav Shmuel Yosef Shtinsberg, who's a Dayan in Beit Shemesh. So he says that the Erev is not meant for walking in and out of. It's Patra Mezuzah. And finally, the Agar Balacha writes, Kevin Shanasis Rak L'Stima Hilchatis V'lo B'Metzisis. It's made al pi halacha. The Erev is a halachic fiction. It's not meant for the sake of living. Nobody goes inside the Erev and says, I feel so safe and secure. I'm inside the Erev. It's not a real structure. It's a halachic fiction. And therefore, that's not going to be mechayev one in mezuzah. Okay, let's discuss the base shar and the marpeses, the entranceway and the porch. We'll touch upon this much later on again. We'll discuss backyards and closed and fenced areas later on, but just to discuss the issues of the base shar. The Gemara in Yuma, Yud Aleph from the base, says that a base shar, an achsadra, and a porch are patur mezuzah, since they're not a bias meyucha ledira. You're not meant to live in the porch, you're not meant to live in the base shar, but we have a problem, as we know, because the Gemara in Menachos HaMegimel says they are chayiv mezuzah. So what do we do with this stira, this contradiction? So there are two mahalchim, Rashi and Tosos and Sukkah, and the Re there as well, and the Tur and Rabbeinu Tam, cited in the Piskei Arush and the Ran, understand the Mido Raisa. These places are pater because they're not a base dira, but midirabanan, they're chayiv b'mezuzah. That's one approach. And the other is the Rambam Hilchas Mezuzah, who says that these places are not chayiv b'mezuzah, since they're not a base dira. But what the Gemara means, if they open in to a place that is chayiv mezuzah, so then you'll put a mezuzah on those places. So the Rambam understands, in the place that you're chayiv mezuzah, in the Gemara Menachos, that means when the Beis Hashar is leading into a place that is chayiv mezuzah. And the places that it's putter, so those places are just freestanding structures that are not leading into any place that is chayiv in a mezuzah. There's Shlomo Kluger in his Kina Sofrim. So he says it's a chiyav derabbanan according to the Rambam. The Maharsham says it's a chiyav deoraisa according to the Rambam when it leads into such a place. And the Ramban and the Mordechai discuss this as well. La halacha, how do we come out? So the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch writes here in Sif Zion, Ches, and Tes, that a marpesas or a beis shar get a mezuzah without a bracha. And that is the halacha. If you have an entranceway into a house, not into the house itself, but an opening entranceway, it will get a mezuzah, but without a bracha. Let's say you have a base shar that leads into a bathroom. So what do we do in such a case? You have an entranceway, you don't walk from the house into the bathroom, you walk into a room, a powder room, they might call it, and then from that powder room into the place where the toilet is itself. So Rav Yitzchak Abadi writes in the Or Yitzchak and Yoredei and Siman Nun Hey that a base shard to a bathroom is the base shard before a bathroom is putter, and the Agra Balacha says it's usser to put a mezuzah there. Not only is it putter, but it would be usser, just like the bathroom itself, to the mezuzah on a room that's an entranceway to a bathroom. Now, Rav Abadi continues and says, what if the base shar has other functions? Let's say there's a washing station in the base shar that leads into the bathroom itself. We've seen such rooms like this, or perhaps in a hotel or a wedding hall, you might have a station, an outside station with a place to wash, and that outside station will lead into a place where the toilets are. So Rav Abadi says, then that's considered a dira on its own, if it has a separate function, and therefore it is chayiv b'mezuzah. However, the Pischei Sharim cites Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that a beis shar is a washing room for the bathroom, so then that's not good enough, because that's simply coming to facilitate the bathroom itself. And this is the opinion of the Agra Bahalacha, who says that if the washing room is used to wash for meals outside of that room, so then that would be chayv mezuzah. But its whole purpose is to wash because you use the bathroom, then that would be putzer, and that would be the halacha. Okay, continuing on. Shuls and schools, and a beis hamedrash. Let's see. We saved this for later on. So says the Gemara in Yuma. Let's do beis haknesses first. Let's discuss shuls on their own. The Gemara in Yuma Yidalef Amabeis says that a shul is patur in the mezuzah because it says beis secha, and it's not a house, and it doesn't have specific owners. The Gemara implies that a bias means a place that is place of chul, something that's not kadosh, but a place of kedusha is not included. Says the Pischei Mezuzos here in Sif Katzin Chavav that if there's a private shul, then it would be mechayev in mezuzah, but without a bracha, because it has one of the reasons. It is kadosh, but it is personal, it's not a public use, and therefore a private shul would be chayev mezuzah, but without a bracha. Lamaisa, the Pischei Mezuzos says that Mikra Adin, a shul doesn't need a mezuzah, and Rav Yashav writes in the Valei, or is quoted in Valei, Lo Yibol and Chelik Beis, there's no bracha when putting a mezuzah on a Beis HaKnesses. But, says the Olei Yashurin, quoting Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the minhag is, to nowadays our shuls are not only used for miyuchad for tefillah, we do other things in the shul as well, and therefore there's a chi of mezuzah on the entrance to a shul, so says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Next, a base medrash. We have 2 days in the Rishonim and the Balei HaTosas. Tosas says in Yuma and Yud Aleph from a base at a base medrash, where there is no dira, where we don't live in it, doesn't require mezuzah, and this is the sheet of the Rambam as well, Hilchot Mezuzah, in Perek Vav Halacha Vav, that it's not a base dira, nobody lives in the base medrash. I mean, practically, not like hashkafically. We don't live in the base medrash. Why? So the Rambam writes that the base medrash is a makom kadosh, and it's not a base dira. So the Chassam Sofer writes in the Teshuvah Yeredeya, in Reish Pei Aleph, that they're not you, why would I have a havamina in the Rambam that it should be chayiv? I know it's not a base dira. So the Chassam Sofer says beautifully that a base medrash is a dwelling, that it's a mikdash for the Shechina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests, and therefore, since Hashem rests there, I might have thought that there should be a mezuzah, but it's not a beis hadira for us, and therefore it's not chayv mezuzah. Tosis and Menachos HaMegimel says, it says beis secha, meyuchad, not for the tzibur, and therefore a beis hamedrash should not have a mezuzah. This is against the Mordechai. The Mordechai is quoted, it cites in Tuf Kusamach Aleph, that a beis hamedrash is chayev, and this is also the Shita in the Tshuvas of the Marami Rodenberg in Simon Kuf Ches. Rav Shechter, when he likes to discuss the idea of the beis hamedrash having mezuzah, he tells a story that the Maram had a dream that there wasn't a mezuzah on his beis medrash, and a malach appeared to him in the dream and told him he has to go put a mezuzah on the beis medrash for the sake of shmira. I don't know where that story is, but this is what the Maharam did. So the Levush and the Shach explain that since students sit and learn in the beis medrash all day, it's like their home, and therefore there's a chi of mezuzah. And the Bir Agra simply cites the Yerushalmi at the end of Megillah that says very clearly that there was a mezuzah on the beis medrash of Rabbi Chanina, and therefore we see a Maisa Rav, we see that there was a mezuzah on the beis medrash. These are the two shitas. Now, you might be thinking of the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin says, "Beis HaKnesses u Beis HaMedrash delays behu mezuzah." That's a very clear statement in the Bavli. A Beis Medrash and a Beis HaKnesses don't have a mezuzah. So what's all this pashking around in the Rishonim, whether it should be a Beis Medrash should have a mezuzah or not? So the Dikduke Sofrim, which is who records all the different girsos and versions of the Gemara, here on that Gemara in Brachos says that kimat none of the Rishonim had that girsa in their Gemaras, and therefore they did not have it. So either it did exist or it didn't exist, whatever it is, but it's not a factor in Paskening, because the Rishonim did not have that Gemara at all, and therefore doesn't play in this Shaila. The Devarim Rabbah also says that a Beis Medrash should have a mezuzah. Okay, so what will come, Lamaisa by a Beis Medrash. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yud, that we are machmer to put a mezuzah on a beis medrash, but without a bracha. And the Shach says you should rather put the mezuzah, another mezuzah, on a place that is chayev the mezuzah and make a bracha, and then run to the Beis Medrash and put the mezuzah on the Beis Medrash over there. And the Agrabah Halacha writes in Perek Lama Gimel that the chiyuv is on those who learn in the Beis Medrash and not on the tzibor. And the halacha is that all of the rooms and offices connected to the Beis Medrash would be chayv mezuzah. So if there was a coffee shtibel next door or any room that is attached coming off the Beis Medrash, since that is based on a regular usage and people are use it in a public manner and it does not have kedusha for all these other reasons, therefore those rooms would be chayv in a mezuzah. Yeah.
It's like every room in the shul.
The rooms in the shul should have mezuzah on their own. Perhaps not a bracha, but they should have mezuzah on their own because they're not. When we talk about Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, we mean an actual structure of the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash Mamish.
So why would you have that bracha then?
What?
Why would you put up with that bracha?
Maybe it's why without a bracha? There might be other reasons similar to other issues, like being people aren't living there. It's like a store. We'll get there later on. Okay, the nafka mina for everything we discussed so far is a personal Beis Medrash. Let's say you have a Beis Medrash in your house. So the Tosus in Yuma Yiral says that Rebbe had a personal Beis Medrash and there was a chi of mezuzah, and this is cited by the Pisachei Tshuva in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Chovas Hador says a mezuzah without a bracha, because it's like a Beis Medrash, but even though it's a personal Beis Medrash, so even a one personal Beis Medrash in their house should get a mezuzah. A personal library in your home that you learn in would get a mezuzah, according to the Chovas Hador in Perek Beis and the Chut Shani. The Agrabah Halacha qualifies and says only if you sit and learn in that personal library for a significant amount of time, day and night. But on its own, just to be a place where if you call it a Beis Medrash, so that would not be a chiyav. I wouldn't view it any differently than at least a Beis HaOtzer, where you store your books. At least that should have a mezuzah on its own as well. But midin Beis Medrash, he thinks you'd have to learn there a significant amount of time. The Pesachim Mezuzah then discusses a school. And he says that a school is the same as a Beis Medrash regarding mezuzah. And even if there are rooms where you don't learn Limudei Kodesh, it's still treated like a Beis Medrash, and the halachos would apply. Rabbi Shechter quotes Rabbi Salvechik in Pinei HaRav in page Reish and Aleph that as long as the same rooms are used at different times for Divrei Chol, then there is a Chiyuv Mezuzah. Meaning if you learn science in the afternoon in that room, so then the Chiyuv Mezuzah comes in and it's not viewed as a Beis Medrash. The Agrabah Halacha differentiates between these different things, and each school should obviously make their own decisions, but, and clearly the minhag is to put mezuzahs up on buildings of schools, but the Agrabah Halacha notes something very interesting in a gan, where there are children, so it's not considered a Beis Medrash, and they're too young to have a chiyuv mezuzah, and the hanhala doesn't have to put mezuzah on, so the chiyuv is technically on the children to put up the mezuzah, but they're not chayiv to, so he feels like in a kindergarten, maybe there shouldn't be a mezuzah. But clearly the minhag is to put up a mezuzah, definitely for the reasons of chinuch. Last halach we want to discuss today is a sukkah. The Gemara in Yuma says, again, that the Rabban understand that Beisach implies diras keva, needs to be a permanent house, and this excludes a sukkah. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is lishitaso in Hilcha Sukkah, who says that sukkah is chayv mezuzah, and our sukkahs are diras arai, and therefore, since the mezuzah only goes on a place as a diras keva, we pass on the halacha that our sukkah should not have a mezuzah since they are diras arai and not diras keva. And this is the halacha. Now, what if you have a room where the roof is removed and the schach is put on for sukkah? So you have a permanent room that's there all year round, and then you remove the roof and you put on the schach. So what happens in such a case? So the Pri Chadash is cited in the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Sukkah in Tafresh Chavav, and the Pri Megadim in Tafresh Mem Gimel, and the Bikure Yaakov in Tafresh Chav Hei. And the Mishnah Berurah cites this as well, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Alicha Shlomo all say that during the days of Sukkot, this room is patur, because now it becomes a diras arai, a temporary room. And Rav Yaakov Ellinger continues in the Tosefes Bracha that the nafka minhag would be that you would have to remove the mezuzah once Sukkot came and switch it to the other side of the door. meaning during the year it's a regular room, so you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the room because it has a chiyuv mezuzah. But once it becomes patur, when Sukkot comes, now the chiyuv mezuzah on the door is going into the house, not leaving that part of the house, and therefore, when Sukkot comes, you'd have to take the mezuzah, says Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger, and put it on the other side of the house. The Pischei Tshuva, citing the Arba Turei Evan, says that it's pashut, that the sukkah is chayv in mezuzah. Dira kavua l'kol hashana kula. That's what it is. It's a room I use all year round. Who cares if it's sukkahs or not? It's a regular room. This is the understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Matzei Ephraim, the Igros Moshe, Arachayim, Chelek Hesim, and Mem, and the Shevet Halevi, and Chelek Beis, and Kufn, and Gimel. And therefore, what does that mean? You would not have to change the mezuzah, and the mezuzah would stay on the same side when Sukkot comes. And the Shevet HaLevi says, maybe you'll think it's a safek, so maybe I should put two mezuzahs, one on the right and one on the left, to cover coming in and going out. And Rav Osner says, we don't put up two mezuzahs. That's not a, we pass in the Shaila, either right or left, and we don't put up mezuzahs in a case, two mezuzahs in a case of safek. Now, once Sukkot is over, so now we've established that the room is gonna, there's a mezuzah on the room, and either the right or the left side. The meaning, I think, is not to switch it. I could be wrong, but the mezuzah is there. Once Sukkot is over and the room returns to being a diras keva, do we have a problem of ta'asa velomina asui now? Right? Because beforehand, when I took off the roof, if there's no roof on the structure, so it could be, it's, and now Sukkot comes, it's diras arai, it's putr, it's exempt from mezuzah. And now when I put the roof back on after Sukkot, it's now chayv again, but the mezuzah is already in place before the chiyuv on the room is there. And that could be tasa lomenasa. Yeah. What? Good. Good. So the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkat and Yud Gimel here cites the Arba Turei Evan, who says that since the mezuzah was put up in a kosher fashion initially, it's not tasav lo min asui. And this is the opinion of the Maharam Shik in Orachaim Shinchaf, the Marshag in Chelak Alf Yerodei Simon and Zayin, and Rav Moshe again in that same Tshuva, and the Betzel HaChachma, that once I put the mezuzah in the proper fashion, so then I put it up. I put it up in a kosher way, and there's no questions. However, the Pri Chadash there that we quoted before, that the Shari Tshuva quotes, and the Ksav Sofer and Yerodeya in Kuf Lametes, and the Ben Yishchai understand that when you remove the roof and replace the Schach, there is a moment where there's no Chiyuv Mezuzah, and you replace the roof, it's now Chayiv, and this is Tassav and Asui, and you should replace the Mezuzah without a Bracha. And the Ben Yishchai says you should say the bracha in your heart and have kavana, not word it. But when it comes to sukkah, there is tassel v'mer asoi, because it's when it comes to mezuzah, the Gemara, we do make a hekesh between the two, and there is tassel v'mer asoi when it comes to sukkah. You cannot put up a mezuzah on a beam and then stick it in the doorpost and finish off the door. There is a mitzvah to put the mezuzah on the wall, not to have the mezuzah be there. That's clear from the Gemara. The Prima Gadim says that if the permanent sukkah is a base shard to the house, let's say you have a base shard, an entranceway to the house, and that is my permanent sukkah, meaning very, it's a logical thing that you go straight from the house into the sukkah, and that structure where you put the sukkah is always attached to the wall of the house. So he says it's chayev as a beis shar. This is what the Bikurei Yaakov says in the Mishnah Berurah as well. What if a person builds a sukkah attached to the house, and that building, I build a sukkah with three walls, and the fourth wall is the entrance to the house, right? So now I've built a beis shar leading into the house. So what do we do in such a case? So the Das Kedoshim and the Mikdash Ma'at and Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Nergob Alecha say that it's Pater, since the Beis Shar is going to be removed after Sukkot, and it's not really anything significant. However, in a very confusing statement, Rav Yoel Schwartz, who's a big Mechaber Sfarim in Yerushalayim, so he writes in his Sukkah Hilchasa in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, that he heard Migdolei Hora Shlita, from a great poskim, that there should be a mezuzah, but without a bracha. I don't know who that is. It's certainly not the halacha, and we would not put up a mezuzah in such a case. Finally, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Sukkah and Kuf Lamed Daled and the Shevet HaLevi and the Agav Halacha and Parak Yud Zayin say that a sukkah that's permanently up all year long is chayv b'mezuzah, meaning you have a freestanding structure and it's up all year long. That is chayv b'mezuzah if you live in it or you store things in it. If you use it all, even though at a certain time over sukkahs you're going to take off the roof or you're going to, let's say it has lattices and it's there all year long, so since you use it, then it's going to be chayv. The Mikdash Mad argues and says you have to have a real roof to be chayv mezuzah. Schach is considered a real tikra, it's not considered a real roof. And based on this, the halacha is to put up mezuzah without a bracha when it comes to one's sukkah.